And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got a call, a text here from Ray from Harvest says, I guess regarding Aaron, my last caller. He says, what you should have done, Phil, was ask what color smoke it was and see what his answer would be, because when somebody's blowing smoke up my tail, I'd like to know what color it is. You know, I guess the reality is what I should have just asked him, too, was tell me right now, are you better off now than you were 3 years ago? It's pretty easy. How's your economy? How do you feel about things right now? Is it in a better place than it was back then?
He still would have blamed Trump, though.
He still would have blamed Trump. Navy Phil from Athens, Phil, you attempted to reason with a Bidenette. Yes, it's true. Jim from Huntsville, hey, Phil, the last caller proves that liberalism is a mental disorder. Okay. he's getting worn out. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to switch gears right now. So yesterday I had a story, right? You may have heard it towards the end of the day, about an 85-year-old lady who, and this is out in Idaho, who was awakened at 2 a.m. by a guy who broke into her house. And he was wearing a ski mask. He had a pistol. He dragged her into the main room of the house. He handcuffed her to a chair. And then he put the gun to her head and demanded to know where her valuables were. This went on for a bit of time. She told him she didn't have anything. She told him she didn't know what he would want to get from her. And finally she said, just to distract him, said, there's a couple of safes in the basement. So he went down in the basement to try and find things. And while he was downstairs, she dragged that chair to her bedroom, got her .357 Magnum, and came back to the main room and sat and waited for him to come back upstairs. And when he did, she let him have two rounds of .357. And in the meantime, though, he started returning fire on her. She was shot. I mean, I'm talking like an arm, a leg, once in the main torso, and I think one in the shoulder, I think. But anyway, she was shot 4 times. But she got him twice. He expired from his wounds when he stumbled to the next room. She then lay on the floor for 10 hours. She did have I don't know what his status was, but she had a son who lived in the house with her who was in some way, you know, challenged. And I don't know to the extent, but he apparently slept through everything. He got up and found her the next morning. And she was able to tell him to go get her phone. And she called 911, laid there for hours, bleeding from her wounds. What my point is, a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. And the Second Amendment is an important piece of your civil liberties. It's one of your rights, not a privilege, not a accommodation, not just an opportunity. It's a right. And so when they say, you know, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, I can tell you as an attorney, the word shall means a whole lot more than a may. If I go to court with something and I'm looking at the judge and I say, Your Honor, the statute reads that it shall be done this way, as opposed to in the discretion of the court, it may be done this way. The judge knows he's got to work with it. There's no way around it. It shall be done. Well, it shall not be infringed. So that lady stood up under some extreme duress. And it got me to thinking about what's going on with our Second Amendment. There's a constant assault by the Biden administration on our Second Amendment rights. It is, you know, it's one of many. I mean, let's be honest. They have denied religious accommodations for any number of things to include, you know, vaccine mandates and all of it. They have imposed themselves upon people's right to assemble. They have denied people the right to speak. They've tried to censor your speech. And in the middle of it all, just one more thing is your Second Amendment rights. Live free or die, y'all. I'm about as pro-gun as they come. And if I had more discretionary income, I'd have more guns. But the reality is they are determined right now, determined to bring your Second Amendment to heel. Biden has made some more recent comments once again. Well, this... And by the way, he made the false claim that he used to teach the Second Amendment. He makes more. Why he's allowed to make up his resume boggles my mind. That's another story. I could do a whole dipper on the lies he tells about himself. I was raised in a Puerto Rican community. Well, I was raised in the in a black church while I was Corn Pop was a mean dude, and then whatever else. But here's the thing: the Second Amendment is something that people in other countries have recognized. We got a sound clip that when we get back from this, I want to play you of a young lady who was taking David Hogg, the anti-gun activist, to task. He was once again speaking about how we need to curtail the ability to own firearms, and she's lived under communism, and she gave him what for. So when we get back from this break, I'll play you a clip and then start talking through some of the latest attempts to curtail your Second Amendment rights. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state, the most beautiful state. This one right here, Alabama, most beautiful state in the nation. And I'm telling you, folks, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll be honest with you. If you hear those ads playing during the break, just know this. The ads that play are because Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity. We are not owned by the stations you might be hearing us on. And yet, like every other business, we have to sustain ourselves. Our operations are paid for in part by advertising. So if you're listening to this show and you're a Right Side ruffian, you got goods or services of some kind, and you would like to see other Right Side ruffians procure your goods or services, we have tens of thousands who listen to the show every single week. Right Side ruffians that might rather buy from another Right Side ruffian. So if you'd like to advertise on Right Side Radio, just go to our website. You don't call the station direct. You go to our website. Send us a message. Lauren from Right Side will get back to you right away. We would love to have you on the Right Side advertising team. That's rightsideradio.org is the website. Send us a message, and Lauren will get back to you about how to advertise on Right Side Radio. Love to have you. I am in this number two of the Triple Dipper, and it's called Live Free or Die. I've done this segment before. It's where I have to check in on what's happening with, our Second Amendment rights. The Biden administration just took some new action this week because, it's scary out there. All the guns. If you looked at the number of guns in the United States and then measured in per capita crime, I think you'd find that guns are not really the issue. And then I think also if you look at it and realize that people commit crimes with sharp objects, with blunt objects, with cars, and yet we don't see anybody trying to curtail those. We're going to have a prohibition on baseball bats. No more assault bats. Where does it end? But somehow or another, they've got the notion that they need to, go after your guns. Why? Because it's embedded in the Second Amendment. And yet, the statistics clearly show that 9 out of 10 mass shootings between 1998 and 2022, 9 out of 10 of them, happened in gun-free zones. Oh, so when you get local legislation that we can't quite get overturned, and they're trying to do away with your guns like in Chicago or wherever else, 9 out of 10 mass shootings happen in gun-free zones, like schools and communities where liberals have taken over and tried to curtail your Second Amendment. Chicago, this one statistic I've got right here in front of me, Chicago says some of the strictest gun laws in the country, but residents there have a 1 in 15 chance of being shot by the age of 40. Wow. Wow. Odds that I would not care to live next to. I spent a year in Baghdad and a year in Afghanistan, and I'm fine with not having to be under that gun every day. No pun intended. But listen, there was a guy named David Hogg. You may be familiar with him. He's obnoxious, I'll be honest. I will say this. He's a survivor of a major school shooting. So while he may have an experience or a background, and I'm sorry that it happened, it does not give him the right to then come after our constitutional rights. But David Hogg is also obnoxious. I mean, like, grossly obnoxious. And he's such a know-it-all. And yet, he's rarely right. And he doesn't always stand up well with true confrontation. So we had a situation just the other day, story here on PJ Media. Apparently it's a thick one. You hear how heavy that is? Like, womp, womp, womp. PJ Media brought to light a town hall forum in which David Hogg was speaking about gun control. And a lady named Lily Tang Williams, Lily Tang Williams is a Chinese immigrant who stood up to ask him a question. And I'm hoping it comes across well in the audio clip we've got. So, Big Rig, you got that clip ready? Let's go ahead. I want to play Lily Tang Williams confronting David Hogg on gun control. Hit it.
My name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my Live Free or Die State. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me, a gun owner tonight, our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government? Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP. My name is Lily
Tang. There you go. Well, she nailed it. And I love the part where she said, well, then this debate is over.
Yeah, I like how she got passionate and said, oh, you will not take my guns.
That's exactly right. And I love the fact, too, that her – so as whereas David Hogg has his experiences, Lily Tang Williams has hers. She grew up under a tyrannical government. She knows of the people that were – what do they call it over there? That were disappeared. They were just disappeared by their government. And she knows of the fact that gun control under a tyrannical government leads to bad things. It leads to people who were starving. In her words, millions were starving. Millions were disappeared. And they had no means of defending themselves against a tyrannical government. So her call to David Hogg was, can you guarantee me then that we'll never see the United States government become tyrannical? And he said, I can never guarantee that any government would not become tyrannical. And her response was, well, then this debate is over. What a great framing of the topic. But here's the thing. She's right. The Second Amendment was put in place for a reason. Keep in mind who did it. Well, Phil, it was a different time and a different era. Was it? Was it really? Do we not have some concerns that the current state of affairs that we're in would be a whole lot different if the government could get away with more? What do we think the Biden administration would do if we didn't have the right to free speech or the right to assemble? What do we think the Biden administration, with their current passion for curtailing your civil liberties, would do if we didn't have the ability to catch them in the act of trying to censor us? And what do you think that they would do in the era of when they tried to do COVID mandates and send OSHA to shut down your businesses if your people couldn't produce proof of vaccination, kick you out of the military despite your long and storied combat career for daring not to get a vaccination? What do you think that the Biden administration would do if they didn't have to worry about a Second Amendment? If they knew that the people had no means to control the flow? I look at Australia. I used to think Australia was like us. Australia was like that kind of rowdy, it's like the out west kind of country. It's like Mad Max, but with a little bit more civil order. And yet, during COVID, it turns out that they had a massive gun roundup in a continent where everything's trying to kill you at all times. I mean, whether the temperature or the animals or the insects or whatever. I mean, Australia is a harsh place in some ways. And they just did a complete roundup of all firearms. And if you have anything, even just to go hunting with, you have to have it registered. And then what happened during COVID? Australia, of all places, had quarantine camps where you were required to stay away from your homes and families. They had massive, draconian lockdowns. You think we had lockdowns? My gosh, how did they recover from it? It's amazing what happens when the people are disarmed. Stories here. I got this one I told you about from PJ Media. I picked up some more from crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org has got some stats. So there's a lot of talk right now in the Biden administration about assault rifles. We got to get rid. Who needs an assault rifle? You don't need. You couldn't own a cannon. Sure, you could, actually. You could own your own battleship for that matter. But it turns out that mass public shootings, only with a handgun, or 58% are just with handguns. But they're gonna go after your assault weapons, magazines. Yeah, you don't need a 30-round magazine. Sure, I do. We'll give you a 10-round magazine. Well, just so you know, I can change out that 10-round magazine pretty fast. But I like my 30. But yet handguns are really where the problem is. But it's still not a problem in the sense that there are millions and millions of firearms in the United States. And that does not equate to the problem that the Biden administration wants it to be. They're going to be soft on crime, but hard on your civil liberties. Well, I'm going to take a call right now before I do this break, and then I'll take you to a new piece of things that have just happened, like a brand spanking new, like we're going to wind up having to see Congress get involved already. Story out today from Fox News about the Biden administration's attempt to curtail gun sales once again, not to mention what's happening at local levels. Let me grab the phone real quick. Josh from Moulton. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Doing good. How are you today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Oh, not much. I was just listening to your show, and I really love it. We listen to it. Me and my coworkers listen to it pretty much every day on the way home from work.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You just really got me. Yes, sir. You just really got me fired up talking about the Second Amendment. And this is such an important topic that Americans wake up to the fact that our Second Amendment, you can never give that up. Because as soon as you give up the right to bear arms, then your freedoms are gone.
Yeah.
And I actually had a friend that was from the UK, and he just didn't understand. He's starting to understand the importance of the Second Amendment, but I think COVID really opened his eyes because he was from Australia, and he lived in Australia, is from England originally, and he just during COVID they went through and rounded up people that were unvaccinated, put them in those camps, the isolation camps. It was just complete communism. But he asked, why did that not happen here? And I told him it's because of the Second Amendment completely.
Yes, we got the Second Amendment right to bear arms, which makes them a little leery of us. We got the Fourth Amendment right to unlawful search and seizure. And we got the First Amendment right to our religious accommodations and the right to speak out on things. I tell you what, the Founding Fathers knew what they were doing.
They knew completely what they were doing, and it was never, the Second Amendment was never for just hunting or sport shooting. It was the founding principle was for personal protection and for fighting off a tyrannical government. And it's so important that people realize that. And I did a paper in high school researching the mass shootings, because that was a huge thing when I was in high school a few years ago. And the statistics don't add up that make gun control would not solve any of those issues, because they all happen in gun-free zones, or the majority of them do, in Democrat-run areas. And so taking the guns away will not do anything but empower the criminals.
Yeah, and you were spot on, Josh. Hey, listen, by the way, tell all your coworkers a shout-out from us, and I appreciate all you Right Side Ruffians, and thanks for calling
in, sir.
Man.
Absolutely. We love the show, and we're thankful for y'all. Y'all are awesome.
Well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend. It's
you
Josh
too. Bye-bye.
Josh from Moulton. I love that, by the way, and thank you very much. It's encouraging to hear every once in a while that we're – Big Rig and I can sit here in the studio, and all we can do is hope that people are listening, but I love it when I hear calls like that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right, take me to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back, and I'm going to tell you about the latest attempts by the Biden administration now to jump on top of your Second Amendment rights once again. Live free or die, people. Live free or die. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, will be on the phone with us to give us an update on what's going on with the Democrats' inability to recognize that scheduling means something when you get on the ballot. So we'll talk to John Wall at 4 o'clock. Hey, by the way, the lovely Charlene just texted me, and she is absolutely spot on right. She said that call we just got a minute ago from Josh from Moulton, mm-hmm. said, basically she pointed out, isn't it great to hear him say he just graduated from high school, I think he said, just a few years ago. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is that's absolutely what we need is the younger generation that is recognizing these topics as being so important to life as we know it. And I appreciate the fact that not only was Josh calling in, but that he's from the next generation that's going to run this place.
Yeah.
And that's just cool. Yeah. Very cool. Josh, I'll tell you what, Josh from Moulton, if you want to call back in and give Big Rig your contact information, we will send you one of our Right Side Ruffian t-shirts, man. We got a brand new batch. I just got told they were ready for pickup. So we'll get you one of those. Need to get you a Right Side Ruffian shirt. So yeah, Josh from Moulton, call in, give your contact and mailing info to Big Rig on the phone and we'll take care of you. Marshall from Dubai texted in earlier. Is it the same topic? He says, oh, he was talking about that caller we had. He says, my father always said, never argue with an idiot. They'll drag you down to their level and then try to beat you with experience.
That's good.
That is good. All right. Live free or die. The Biden administration's never-ending attempt. They are doing everything they can to carve out new and different ways to take care of your Second Amendment, right? So, story here on Fox News. I'm sorry, I had to stop. So we're getting Josh from Moulton's information right now. President Biden's administration is preparing to enforce a new rule that would greatly expand the number of people who sell firearms required to carry out background checks. Okay, listen, here's the thing. If they can't get it on you possessing it, they're going to get it on you being able to access it. They're going to find a way to curtail sales. They're going to make it more difficult. They're going to put red flag laws in place. They're going to do everything they can. And right now, one of the things they're checking is dealers. They're putting a gut check on dealers. Gun stores already jump through so many hoops to make sure that they stay in compliance constantly. And they're even making that more difficult, by the way. But right now, a brand new administration rule, by the way, it's a rule. It is not a law. It is a rule. This is called legislation by fiat. The administration rule would apply to thousands of dealers who make sales at gun shows and other venues outside of traditional gun stores. So they're going to say that every gun show where you sell firearms, you got to be treated like a licensed dealer with a brick and mortar store, and you're going to have to do a background check from on site. Okay. I can see this being a bad thing, but Biden's all excited about it. This is going to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers and felons. How? How's it going to do that? Pray tell, Mr. President, why is it you think that felons are already going to go about the law-abiding way of acquiring a firearm? Why is it you think that the criminals are going to care anything at all about the law when it comes to acquiring a firearm? If you're worried about automatic weapons and you're worried about a so-called assault weapons and you're worried about firearms in general, and you're going to make it hard for the law-abiding citizen to be able to access their civil rights, don't you think for a second that the criminals, because their very nature is criminal, could care less about your regulation? Anyway, Attorney General Merrick Garland said anyone who sells a firearm predominantly for profit must be federally registered and conduct a background check on the customer. This is going to force upwards of 20,000 firearms dealers to start conducting background checks on top of the 80,000 that already do so. It's kind of nuts, but I will tell you this. Congress is already getting into high gear. Story here on the Daily Caller. Congressional Republicans will introduce legislation to repeal the Biden administration's latest regulation. They have a thing they can put into place, which is, what's it called? A joint resolution of disapproval. A joint resolution of disapproval under the Congressional Review Act allows them to overturn unconstitutional rules. Bottom line is, this is a lawless way of handling things. It's the Biden administration once again saying, you know what? I learned from my predecessor, my previous boss, Barack Obama. I got a phone and a pen. I'm going to do what I want to do. It's unreal. Live free or die, folks. All right, listen, coming up next, we got Chairman John Wall calling in. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.